We come now to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and our Lord now is coming into Jerusalem. We saw him last time, you'll recall, as he entered Jericho, and then he left Jericho, and he went on up to Jerusalem, and he entered there, we know, three times in a triumphal entry, 3 days. And then he wept over Jerusalem, probably on that last day. He wept over the city, and he cleansed the temple. He's in Jerusalem now. And Dr. Luke gives us this last encounter that he has with the religious rulers. And there were three groups of those, of course. There were the Herodians, and there were the Pharisees, and there were the Sadducees. And Matthew is very careful to give them in that particular order. But we find here that Dr. Luke has a different purpose in mind. I think we'll see it as we enter this 20th chapter. And I'm reading now. It came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple. Now, that's my reason for believing that he came in every day until he was arrested, until the Passover, and taught in the temple. And he preached the gospel. The chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. And they spoke unto him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things, or who is he that gave thee this authority?" And he answered and said unto them, "I'll also ask you one thing, and answer me." And again, have you noticed, his method was the Socratic method, as it's called. That is, he answered a question with a question. It's a good way, by the way, especially if you've got a good question. And his question here is, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? Well, that was one they couldn't answer. You see, if they said it's of John, well, notice, they had to go off and have a huddle to see whether they were going to answer it. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believed ye him not?" That is, if John's baptism was from heaven, and if we say of man, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." In other words, you see, their question was not an honest and sincere question. If they had been willing to accept John, they would have been willing to accept him, you see. So he moved right back to John and said, "Now, what do you think of John?" And therefore, that would answer the question about his authority. In other words, if they had accepted John, they would never have questioned the authority of Jesus. I feel like questions like, "Where did Cain get his wife?" Well, where did he get his wife? Married his sister, of course. That's no problem. I feel like when people are asking questions like that, they're either very simple believers that really just haven't got into the Word of God at all, or else it's a deceitful question. It has to be one or the other, because there is a question that comes before these questions, and the question would be, do you believe the Word of God? Then that answers it, doesn't it? Where Cain got his wife. Oh, you say, but it doesn't say that he married his sister. I have a question to ask you. I'm using the method. Where then would he get his wife if he didn't marry his sister? Who else was around? I mean, you know, God expects us to use the noodle that's on top of our shoulders. And the problem today is that there's so many people, when they come to the Bible, they leave their head somewhere else. And we need to use it, because the Bible will respond to good, common, consecrated sense. And that is the question here. And he answered it, by the way. He answered it by not answering it. If they'd been sincere, they would have had an answer.